Good evening. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. We're up to the final mitzvah saseh in the psicha of Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim brings the mitzvah saseh of v'halachta bidrochov. This mitzvah saseh, and you shall go in his ways, referring to the ways of Hashem. And the Chofetz Chaim explains that this commandment is a commandment for a Jew to copy all of the midos, all of the character traits, so to speak, that Hashem describes himself as having and as conducting himself with. A person must copy those and emulate Hashem and to conduct himself in that manner in his own life. And he says, the Chofetz Chaim explains that what are these midos? So there are many. Chazal say, Mahu rachum afato rachum. Just as Hashem is merciful, so too you must be merciful. But the Chofetz Chaim says there's one very specific midah that we find about Hashem. And that is in the story when Klal Yisrael had captured Yericho, and there was a very strong prohibition for any member of Klal Yisrael to take from the spoils of that battle, of that war. And there was one person who had taken from the spoils, and nobody knew who it was. And the results were disastrous. Klal Yisrael was suffering because of the fact that they didn't know who this person was, and they weren't able to rectify the situation. And Yoshua turned to Hashem, and Yoshua said, this is all from the Gemara, Yoshua turned to Hashem, and Yoshua said, who did it? Who was it? And Hashem's response was, "D'chi de'loiter ani loch. Do I look like I'm somebody who speaks lashon hara? Go leich hatel garolos. Go cast lots to figure out who did it." And the Chofetz Chaim explains that even in a situation where it was so incredibly necessary for Klal Yisrael to know who did it, despite that, Hashem was saying, I am not going to say if there's any other way of finding it out without me directly saying it, that's what has to be done. And the Chofetz Chaim says that's the midah of Hashem, which a person is commanded to follow in this mitzvah of a halachta bidrochav. And the Chofetz Chaim says, similarly, Hashem's midah we find in other places is that Hashem is tzoyfe l'toyva. Hashem is always looking towards the good. He's always focused on the good. The ein tzoyfe l'ra. And he's not focused on the negative. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, mi shemargil atzmoy b'midah ha-ra hazu, one who gets himself in the habit of acting with this negative midah, Einoy herlich b'darkei Hashem, he's not following the derech Hashem, which is shehurak lehetiv luzulasi. The midah of Hashem is only to do good. And this person is doing the opposite, and therefore he would be in violation of this asay of the halachta bidrochav. The Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, the Chofetz Chaim is in Chelek Beis Perek Chof Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim is medayik in a pasuk where it describes Klal Yisrael as being obligated l'leches bidrochov, to go in the ways of Hashem, and then afterwards it says v'lishmar chukav mitzvayisiv, and to keep all of his mitzvahs. And the Chofetz Chaim points out something which seems very odd, that it sounds like l'leches bidrochov, going in Hashem's ways, is something which comes before keeping all the mitzvahs, something which is more basic, more goydel b'madrega than even keeping all the mitzvahs. How could this be? How could this single concept of halacha bidrochov be greater than all the mitzvahs? There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Yisro who points out an amazing thing. He says that if you look through Tanakh and you look how the Torah sums up the life of some of the greatest people who ever lived, he writes as follows, that lo nishtabchu hatzadikim v'hanevim, you will not find that the great tzadikim and neviim that lived, kigo Noach, like Noach, Avram, Yaakov, they are never praised, he says, bitoare hachochma, with descriptions of their wisdom, of their enormous greatness in Torah knowledge, in chochma. Kiim, rather, what will you find? Bitoare amidos. In the descriptions that the Torah gives to sum up the greatness of these people is midos. By Moshe, he brings onav ma'od. Moshe was onav ma'od. By Noach, ish tom. Midos. Sokter Rabbeinu Bechaya, v'chol ze lohirois. And this is all to show us. Ki ein ikar hachochma elo yoysher hamidos. that the ikur of the chachma is nothing but yosher hamidos, kishem she'en ha'ilon ikur ela ha'pri. Just like a tree is there as a means to produce fruit, so too the chachma, the Torah, the greatest of all mitzvahs that we have, is there as a means to produce the yosher hamidos. The yosher hamidos represents the ultimate, the halachta bidrach of the ultimate being similar, making oneself like Hashem, which is the greatest level of connecting ourselves to Hashem. The halachta bidrach of is the mitzvah of halachta bidrach of is the direct means of producing that beautiful pri of one who is truly similar to Hashem. We begin that process in a major way when we imitate the midah of Hashem of not speaking negative and seeing good and not seeing bad. Have a wonderful night.